Hey, welcome to Intentional Living from our center here in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And we continue from yesterday with faith calls. Hey, here's the question. When you look at your gas tank, you know exactly where you stand with how much energy you have left in your fuel tank, unless you're driving a Tesla, and then you know how much battery you have left, right? But you got the word picture, how much gas you have or electric left in that vehicle. Here's a question. How much faith is in that tank in your life today? Is it growing up or is it just being faded away in your life? We want to fill it a little bit today with stories of people who are faith builders and what they're doing to build their faith in Christ. And if you missed yesterday, boy, you missed a great show. It's there in our archives. You can listen to it by going to theintentionallife.com or call in to share your comment at 888-1717 on our story line. All right, let's go to Cheryl in Arizona. Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you building your faith?
Through crisis. My mom is in her late 90s and approaching the end of her life, and she's being moved in and out of skilled nursing facilities and the hospital, and there's a lot of demand with almost no notice. She can't stay here. Where do you want to put her? She needs to come home. She needs to go there. You have to make a decision. We need to know today. So I was on the phone constantly, getting nowhere and getting calls. We have to know right now. And suddenly I stopped and I thought, I have got to take my hands off of this. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm in tears. I'm frustrated. I asked the Lord, I need you. I'm sorry that I tried to fix this. I'm sorry that I pray to you to lead me, and then I forget what I just prayed and go back to trying to control it.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm taking my hands off of this. Please make the phone ring for whoever needs to call me. And we were in the midst of an appeal because someone was removing from their facility with no warning. And a few hours later, I stopped making calls. Yeah. I stopped making calls and I said, I will wait for you. And the phone rang and my appeal was for my mom was approved. And since then, she entered hospice last night, but they were, who do you want for hospice? You have to pick. We have to know now. Lord, I need you to make the phone ring. And I waited, and he answered. And it's crisis that has grown my faith and a reminder to stop praying to him and then taking back control.
You are so right, Cheryl, and that is not a cop-out. Some listening saying Christians cop-out, pray, and then sit on their hands. That's not the point. We continue to work, but we have a whole different attitude of saying, God, I'm not going to push ahead of where you are and wait on him. That's a whole message in itself. I'm so sorry to hear about your mom. She's lived a long life, and I know that you're struggling and with all the emotions since you're going through this. It's a very difficult time, and I know people will be praying. We got people around the country, not everyone, but we got a lot of listeners who they get up every day with their prayer warriors, as they say. I mean, they just live to pray. And you guys write down the name Cheryl in Arizona, praying for her, for her mom, and for the hours and days ahead. Okay. All right, Cheryl, thank you for doing that. Appreciate your call. All right, let me see here. Where am I going next? Oh, okay. I'm going to Cleo in New Mexico. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What are you doing to grow your faith, Cleo?
Well, I work for a ministry who caters to the needs of our juveniles, who are kids incarcerated. Oh. And from the very beginning, I think it humbled me. to see them as individuals. I mean, they're just kids, and we provide mentoring, character development skills, Bible studies, and tutoring. And it's brought my how can I say, my desire to get more into the Word each day and to lean more on the Holy Spirit and to know that no matter what, that they will provide the words, provide the words and the means for us to continue pouring into the youth.
Now, Cleo, I'm going to ask you an embarrassing question. You can just tell me to go take a flying leap if you want, but you sound like you have some experience. You're a mature person. Can I ask how old you are?
Yes, I'm 70.
So you're 70 years old, and you've chosen at this stage where you could be retired, sitting at home, you know, just putting your feet up and watching TV, but you've decided to give your life, invest your life to help kids that are incarcerated to grow and maybe learn about Christ. Is that true? That's what it sounds like to me.
That is correct.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. It was some years back. I went to Phoenix for one of Greg Laurie's
Harvest Festival.
Yes, and we visited a home called the Dream Home.
Uh-huh.
Dream House.
Right. Dream Center. Yep.
And as soon as I walked in, the Holy Spirit just got a hold of me, and I just knew that that's where I needed to be. So when I came back to Albuquerque, I started seeking places who worked with the kids who are incarcerated. And I found LifeQuest, and that it set my foot on solid ground to where each and every day I just thank the Lord for being able to go in and just speak the word into these kids and to give them hope and compassion and hope, and faith, just to increase their faith and let them know how much they're loved.
I bet you sleep well at night, don't you?
I do.
Thank you, Cleo. You know, doesn't make a difference what age you are right now. But we get a short time on this planet. And we talk about building faith today. Yes, we need to read the Word. We need to be in church. We need to be listening to the radio. I believe that. I mean, that's why we do this. That's the only reason we do this. The music, the worship, the scripture and everything that we do. The program, Intentional Living, to encourage you. But I think Cleo hit it. When we get outside of ourselves and we serve someone else, and we see what God does in the life of a person who's in need, it's transformational. And I don't know what that means. You may not be of the spiritual or personal disposition to go work in a place that dealing with incarcerated kids. That's okay. But you know what? You got somebody in your neighbor or someone in the Sunday school at church. I'll tell you what, I just venture to say, which is a Christian way of saying, I bet, right? I venture to say that if you went to your pastor at your church and said, where can I serve? He'd fall over saying, please come on in because we have a need, because most churches are very kind of bottom heavy. We got a lot of people consuming and not enough people serving, right? And so here's Cleo saying, hey, I'm 70. I could be retired. I could be home. I could be doing something else, but I choose to invest my life in something. I don't know what it is. Maybe you have an artistic bent that you could use. Maybe it's writing, creativity. Maybe it's putting up the chairs. Maybe it's Sunday school teaching. Maybe it's reaching out to someone in your community. I'll tell you, over the years, the people who have volunteered through our ministry, the difference that they have made in people's lives when we get out in the community, I'll tell you, it's powerful stuff. That's why we do it. All right. I won't preach. Hang on, Nancy. I'll be right back here in just a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I came across intentional living. I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And please do so. Your support makes a huge difference. Thank you for sharing that story, by the way. People ask me, what is intentional? We know what the word intention means, right? You have an aim, a goal. We get it. So it's a, quote, secular word, means a lot of different things to different people, good and bad. But for us, that's why we say be intentional in Christ, because it'll be transformational in your life. Here's the bottom line. People ask me, what is intentional living? Here it is in one sentence: helping you live life as God intended. That's really it. Which raises a really profound question, which is, what did God intend? What does God intend for marriage? Are you experiencing that? Are you experiencing that with your finances? Are you experiencing it in your workplace, in your own personal life? What is it? I don't know. Well, how do you find out? I think get into God's word, get some good teaching, listen, and then act. Because see, intentional is one end of that bookend, and living is the other. You got to have both. You can be very intentional and not act, and you're just an unintentional, good-intentioned person. But when you say, hey, here's my intention for my marriage, here's my intention for my finance, with God's help, and I know why I'm doing this for His glory and our benefit, and you act on it every day, something's going to make a difference in your life. You know, if you hear opportunities, for instance, let's get really practical. You're in debt, you got too much credit card debt, and you know what you need to do, and your intention is to do it, but if you don't do it, that's only a good intention. And good intentions are really procrastination in disguise. And in the process, we end up with a mediocre life. And I don't believe that's what God intended. All right, here we are. We're talking about living an intentional life. If you want to leave your comment, 888-888-1717. Nancy is in New Mexico. Hi, Nancy. Appreciate your call today.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you for taking my call. It's great to talk to you.
I appreciate your call. Sounds like you've been down a journey in your life and learned some things. Go ahead and share with us.
Been quite a journey. About 15 years ago, I met a wonderful man, and we got married, and he was studying at the time to become a pastor, and did. And we took a pastorship out in a very small town, probably about an hour away from where we live here, and it was a tiny little church. About six people that would show up fairly regularly. And so my husband's intention for that church was to grow each and every person. So every sermon, every Bible study, the music that we did, everything that we brought to that church was led by Christ and used for the purpose for building up the entire community of the church. And just my own life was changed drastically. Being able to be a part of that and to watch the church grow and the lives of the people that came to church, because he passed away in October.
Oh, sorry.
And
sorry to hear that.
My church has been so awesome. They have just supported me entirely and are so good to me. And it's just the best thing. Sorry.
No, that's fine. So the place you went to serve has turned around and served you.
That's right. And I just want people to know, go to church. You know, be there with those other people, because, you know, sometimes it may not feel like they're doing the right thing, or some of them aren't the best people in the world, but we're all just growing.
Yeah.
You know, and we've all got a place. We've all got some improving to do. We've all need to come closer to Christ. Mm. And I was just opened my devotional as I was sitting there waiting to get on this call, and Hebrews 10:25 was right there. It says, don't give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, you know, and that's just what we need to do. We need to be there for each other, right, no matter what's happening in a church. And if it doesn't, like, the people are as nice as they could be, you be the nice one, be the one that's there for them and support them, because I tell you what, that has made a huge difference in my life and the way I've seen people grow in our church also. It's been amazing.
How can our listeners pray for you?
Oh, I would just love prayers that I could just have the strength to continue to reach out and help others grow and help others to have that kind of faith that I've been gifted with, because it is it's a total gift. And I know that I'm also with groups of people that are widow support groups, and it is awesome to see how encouraging words help each other get through those really difficult times.
Amen.
And so, you know, just helping each other, being able to reach out to those that are hurting and bring them closer to Christ is such an awesome thing.
Amen. Let's pray for Nancy. You guys around the country, pray for Nancy in New Mexico for what she just asked for, that she'll have that strength. What's really, thank you, Nancy, for that call. What reminds me is, yeah, have you ever seen the fact that in her case, she and her husband invested in the lives of those people for years and years, and now all of a sudden they're investing back into her? We need each other. Sometimes we're on the giving part, and sometimes we're on the receiving part. So when we talk about being in a community, there's where we need it. It's a great reminder. We need to be in that that contact with other believers. Nancy, thank you for listening. I hope what we're doing on the radio there in New Mexico, where you're listening, by the way, Family Life has 16 signals across New Mexico, from Albuquerque, from the north way up to Colorado, all the way down to almost El Paso. And I hope that you're finding encouragement as you listen, because we're community too. We love you, and we care for each of you. And the fact that we can be here to encourage you on the radio, not only all the way across New Mexico, but across the country on our network, is a great blessing. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
I contribute to your wonderful station. My husband's been gone now for 5 years. He's up there in heaven with the Lord. And I just want to say, you can become intentional even after they're gone, because I have become very intentional. And thank you.
That'd be a good show someday, just telling us how you're being intentional and what difference it's made. Or did you have one of those aha or oh no moments in life that woke you up to, hey, I better get intentional? That'd be an interesting show someday. By the way, we leave our comment line open 24 hours a day, our storyline, and we just would ask you to call and share what's on your heart. I mean, you could just say, hey, I'm so-and-so. Don't say so-and-so, give us your name. From wherever you're living, and then tell us, hey, this is what God's teaching me. Here's one thing that I'm doing to be intentional. Give us an upbeat, positive, hope-filled story of what God is doing in your life. We'd love to share that. I would be glad to sit back and let the stories take the rest of the show. That's why we're here. On faith or whatever it is, you're welcome to share. 888-888-1717 is the number. All right, let's continue here with more from callers sharing one thing that they're doing spiritually to build their life. Let's go to California.
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Paso Robles, California. And I just heard on the radio, you guys were talking about prayer and how often do you pray for somebody? And what if I have a really long list of people to pray for? So what we do in our family, we have a prayer book and we write everybody's name in the book that we're praying for. And let's say maybe today I'm praying for somebody especially in need of a prayer right now. So maybe I mention their name. So we say, I'm praying for Mary, John, Debbie, and everybody in our prayer book. So that way everybody gets covered, everybody gets a prayer, and then it's not such a burden to have to think about, oh my gosh, how many people am I praying for today?
That's right. And in the process, Karen, as I've said before, I think on yesterday's show, when you have that journal, you can go back and see what God's doing, and it's a reminder. You're measuring your prayers and seeing what God's doing. That's faith building for sure. Stephen, sometimes people call and they get disconnected, and I know you wanted to share something Debbie's doing that maybe is right along the line of what we've been talking about here.
In fact, Debbie had to go to an open house because she's a realtor. And so she said, nope, Steve, got to go. Sorry. So would you share my story? I said,
yes. We know where we fit in on her priority list.
Well, yeah, but yeah. But no, the thing that she does is she keeps a journal.
Yeah.
And what that does, it allows her to have a perspective of what God has done, because sometimes when you're in the middle of something, you just can't see it, you know.
Right.
So she writes everything down, and then she looks back, X number of days or whatever, and she sees what God has done and what God is doing, and it has really just changed her perspective.
Yeah, it's like what we were talking about, this idea of what gets measured gets done. Let's face it, what do we do in business? We keep financial accounting. After the fact, what happened? What came in? What went out? We do that. Why? Because we get a measure of how things are going. And you know, if you don't, you get into trouble. And I think we get in spiritual trouble sometimes when we don't have those kind of a record of what God is doing.
Yeah.
Keeping track of it. It's powerful.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you for what you do, Stephen.
You're welcome. It is a blast talking to our listeners.
This is the guy who takes the calls. Be nice to him, because he's the one who decides if you ever show up on the radio or not. All right. We're talking about the power of really one thing, growing spiritually. I think we're going to go back to California. We got Beverly with a comment. Go right ahead, Beverly.
My one thing I want to do, and I don't know why it seems so hard for me to do this, but I want to get into the Word in my Bible a half an hour every single day.
Okay, now this is something you want to do, but it's been hard for you to do it?
It's been hard for me to do it. So if I make it where it's public, I'm going to have to do it.
There you go. That's part of the process. Now, do you have a spot that's quiet that you can go to? Sounds kind of loud there right now.
I'm in the middle of a ladies' meeting. And of course, yes, we are studying the Word.
Yeah. Okay. So when is a good time to do this? I mean, if you don't schedule it, it won't happen. What's a good set time for you every day?
I think I'm going to choose noon.
Okay.
And make that a goal, to sit there and get in the Word. If I read over it, that's okay. But I want to definitely read a half an hour of God's Word.
And where are you going to start? Do you have a book in the Bible that you're going to start with?
No, I don't. Can you give me a good one to start with?
Well, I can even do better than that. I think that a powerful way to read the Scripture is, we call it the intentional Word. It's a chronological Bible that you begin on a certain date, and it takes about 15 minutes a day, and you read chronologically through the entire Scripture. So you pick the date, you start there, 365 days later, you're at the same point in the process. It's a resource that we have here. It's our most requested resource. And good news for you today, Beverly, you're my winner. We're going to send you the Intentional Word Bible. And I encourage you to just start on that date every day, but you got to make me a commitment. You're going to do it.
Oh, I'm going to do it. This is something in my heart I've been wanting to do.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy that and find, as you get it there, opportunity to read every day and grow in your faith and your relationship with Christ. You know, there's nothing more important than getting to God's Word. And let's face it, in America, probably most of us probably have various versions. We have plenty of Bibles. This one's very unique because it takes the Word of God and chronologically, as it occurred in actual time, which isn't necessarily from Genesis to Revelation, right? And so when you read in the chronological order, for those of us who love linear thinking, it works pretty powerful. So I hope you enjoy that. Appreciate you getting in touch with us today. All right, we're going to go next to, looks like Stacy is in Arizona. Go right ahead, Stacy.
My one thing is to, I pray every day, and I have a 6-month-old son who has truly changed my life. I'm a recovering addict, and So my one thing is to incorporate prayer with him in the morning when I get him ready, and at night when he has his night bottle, we pray.
Good for you. You know what? Those are the little things, and it's a big thing to pray, obviously, but doing it consistently over an extended period of time, Stacy, you're building a habit that'll make a difference in the life of your child spiritually and relationally and in your life as well.
Absolutely.
And
I was a part-time Christian for so many years and an addict for 21 years. Wow. And now that I have this chance to be who God's intended me to be, I really want to show my son just all that God has to offer us. And I know that by leading by example, it's the best way to guide him to a much better life than I started out as.
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you, Stacy. And we'll be praying for you and in your journey. We appreciate hearing from you. You know, we're about out of time today, and I want to encourage you, if you have a faith story or a God sighting, a building faith in your life you'd love to share, you can do so right now on our storyline at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Secondly, I want to give a special thanks to those of you who've been praying for us and have been very intentional in your ongoing, regular, monthly support for the ministry. We appreciate it. And if you've been unable to do that, even right now, to help us with a single gift would be so appreciated. You can do that by calling during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 and press number 2, or you can go to theintentionallife.com. All right, I think we have just enough time. Brent, what is it that you want to share with us today? Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Brent, and my one thing is I pray. I've really learned over the past few months to pray every day. I had a big blessing, quite a miracle, actually. I applied for my Social Security disability. It took about 6 months, and usually you have to get a lawyer and you have to go to court. God blessed us without me having to do any of that, so God has just really blessed us with that.
All right. Well, thank you, Brent. Appreciate that call from Michigan. Great timing as the theme's on that we're out of time today. You know, as we think about intentional living and what we do, intentional living has one focus, and that's help us to live our lives the way God intended. And if you're not experiencing that, we're here to encourage you on that journey. But you know, you got to get into God's Word, and you got to be in community with others. And we encourage you to take a 30-day challenge for the next 30 days. I encourage you to pick one thing that you know would make the single biggest difference in your life and your faith, and do that one thing. Is it praying every day, reading scripture every day, investing in serving someone every day or every week? But one thing for the next 30 days, and I can guarantee you, you'll call in 30 days and say, wow, what difference that has made in our lives. Would you do that? Let us know. I'm Dr. Randy. Thank you for joining us. This is Intentional Living, a part of the ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a great day.